Probably a little bit unfortunate in some of the games. You know, I think it's well documented we've missed chances. I thought we played very well here Saturday against Grimsby. But sometimes, you know, you don't get the rub of the green or things don't drop for you. And that's the way it's been. But, you know, the level of performances have been good, so hopefully that'll change.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything you can do about that? I mean, goals obviously win games. And apart from the Altrincham game, you're not really hammered anybody.
No, you know, we had a chat with the strikers, you know, because obviously that was an area we targeted in the summer. And, you know, I'm still confident the lads we've got have scored goals on a regular basis before, and you know, I'm sure they will again. And you know, they just have to keep, the good thing is, you know, we are creating chances, so the lads just have to keep getting in there, and hopefully that will change.
Confidence in any sport is a massive thing, with strikers I think even more so, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, the good thing for me now is all the strikers have scored, and I'm sure, you know, as the season goes on, you see them in the training, they're working hard, the finishing's good, so hopefully, you know, they can take that into the matches, and you know, their fortunes will change.
That must be even more frustrating, though, when you play pretty well and don't win. I mean, if you play badly and lose, fair enough, but if you're playing pretty well and not winning...
Well, it is frustrating because, you know, you're trying to get the lads to buy into, obviously, what you're asking them to do, and they're doing that. And then when you don't get nothing, as we on Saturday against Grimsby, you know, it's hard, but, you know, that's the game, I suppose. I always say if winning was easy, then everybody would be doing it. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, the lads, I'm happy with the lads. It's just probably a little bit more fortune in front of goal.
Yeah. It makes a difference during the week as well, if you're winning. You're coming on a Monday, you've won on Saturday. Yeah. There's a different buzz in the dressing room.
No, that's right. You know, you can see, you know, the lads when they come in on a Monday. Obviously, you know, full-time football, you want to, in any sport full-time, you want to get a result, and this is no different. But I think that's, you know, when you're winning, it's easy, you know, from my point of view and the staff. So, you know, that's when, if we do get a couple of defeats, that's when we've got to do our part.
Mm. You say the other week that it's a very even league this season, the conference, that anybody can beat anybody. Has that happened in the last couple of weeks for you, really?
I think it has. You know, when you look at Braintree, you know, at the minute teams sort of seem to be winning two or three and then losing a couple, and Braintree have just got beat after having a run of three games. So, yeah, I think that's the way the league is. And if you look at where we are, you know, I think down halfway, realistically 3 points off being in the top five. So it is close, and I think it'll, you know, that'll be the pattern this season.
Mm. You got Woking this week. I mean, they've lost the last two after a good run.
Yeah, they have, similar to us, really. So, yeah, you know, it'll be an opportunity for us to go there, but having said that, they've started well and, you know, up there in third place in the table.
Mm-hmm. Always used to be a nice place to go and play at Woking. It seemed to have a bit of a buzz about it. Has it still got there?
Yeah, it has a little bit, and they're doing well at the minute. I mean, I think from our point of view, it would be nice to go there in the daylight, because I think the last few two or three games, it's been midweek. So, yeah, you know, we're looking forward to that. It's always a pitch is good there, but it'll be a tough game for us Saturday.
Yeah. Can you juggle your side around? I mean, is there any leeway to bring anybody in? Or
Not to bring anybody in at the moment, but the good thing is we've had a couple of lads, Jared Hodgkiss and Callum Gittins, come back into training and full fitness this week. So obviously that gives us a couple more options.
Mm. I mean, supporters, as we all know, in any sport are a little bit fickle. So you lose three out of four, so there's soon plenty of advice. Does that get to you at all?
No, not really, because, you know, I believe in the lads who are here. We want to win every game. I'm fortunate that since I've been here, we've always been up, you know, around about the top six. If I'm honest, maybe resources and things off the pitch, you know, that's not quite as realistic as this year, but as long as I'm here, we'll always be striving to get into them playoffs.
Mm.